Hey, Aubrey.
Hey, Boyd.
We're good to go.
All
he
right.
transferred money over to our business savings account, and I didn't see it.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I looked at our balance. It's like, no, that doesn't work. But okay.
But he got it over. Excellent. I just want to go back over the Abyss information first before we move into any billing or anything like that.
Okay.
So for the business name, just to make sure it is Orchestra, O-R-K-E-S-T-R-A, Home Services, LLC.
Correct.
Okay. The business address for 4990 Bent Creek Court.
Correct.
All right. And that's Sugar
for
Hill.
Now, for now, until he switches over his address to his new house.
All right. Perfect. And that's Sugar Hill, Georgia, 30518.
Yes.
And then we have the email address, of course, orchestrahomeservices@icloud.com. Now, is this the email address you guys are going to be going forward with?
We actually have our domain registered, so it'll actually be orchestrahomeservices.com at some point.
Okay.
But right now, we just have the iCloud set up.
Okay, perfect. And the 678-900-8607 is preferred client call.
Yes.
All right. Excellent. Just to make sure we got your security question correct, we have mother's maiden name, and that is Bathurst, B-A-T-H-U-R-S-T.
Correct.
All right. Excellent. All right. The billing address, that is still the 4990 Bent Creek Court, Sugar Hill.
Correct.
All right. Perfect. 30518. And then you said it's going to be Visa, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, perfect. And I am ready for the number when you are.
4741-6530-0763-0520.
All right, so that is 4741-6530-0763-0520.
Correct.
All right. Perfect. And the expiration?
09/29.
All right. September of 2029. All right. And the CV?
389.
Perfect. So before I process that for you guys, I do want to go through our voice verification. So this is another layer of protection for you, and it does outline our service agreement, okay?
All righty.
All right. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Orchestra Home Services, LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
I'm going to go ahead and let Christopher take that over, Christopher Schilling.
Okay, perfect. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? I'll provide that number in just a moment. Perfect. So please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. So let me know when you're ready.
Alrighty. Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Yep.
Actually, I'm going to put your name down here. Your name, right?
Yes, sir.
Aubrey, A-U-B-R-E-Y.
Yes, sir. And then Browning. Yep, and Local Splash.
Alrighty, the number.
So that's 877-635-6225.
877-635-6225.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Alrighty, it's added to it.
Perfect. And as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So we provide you with our security question and our number for that very reason. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. And as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receive the required business documents in a timely manner. So these may include your business license, proof of insurance, your Google guaranteed application. Don't worry about that. I'll go over that in a moment with you here. And okay. Any other items recommended for GVP verification. We kindly ask these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide necessary documentation just results in delays or suspension of this account until we receive those documents. Do you agree to submit these within 7 days?
Yes, I do. And then I'm just going to find myself a pen here.
All right. Perfect.
Are you going to email all this stuff to me or what I need or?
Yes. I'm going to send over a brief list of everything that you're going to need there. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. So I don't have to write nothing down. Okay.
No, sir.
All right.
All right.
I don't think pens exist anymore. But anyhow.
I do own some. I just have no idea where they're at. All right. Perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. So that is the 15th of October. And the amount of $549. This is a 2-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 15th of each month and the amount of $299. This is a recurring monthly payment.
That starts next month.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. So it's $549 today, and then a month from now it'll be $299.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support. That's still our 877 number. To speak with a live representative. To prevent charges on your next month of service, to contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing is due. Keep in mind, we do have, we are international, and we do have agents all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So stand by for me here really quick. I'm going to go ahead and process this for you. You're going to receive 3 emails. Let me make sure they get over for you here. The first one should be the Local Splash initial invoice.
Okay.
The second will be your action needed, Google's for pictures for Google verification. Let me make sure that loads up here. And then the last should be your welcome to Local Splash email. So this will have your username, which will just be the phone number for the business, 678-900-8607. And then it'll provide you with a temporary password.
Okay.
I generally do suggest changing the password to something familiar. A lot of people tend to forget it's there, and they try to put in their own passwords, and they end up resetting anyway.
Yep, not a problem.
Yeah. All right, perfect. And then let me go ahead and get the initial invoice. So the Welcome to Local Splash email, did that fall in for you yet?
Yes, let me check here real quick. Yeah, there's the welcome.
Okay, perfect. So don't do anything with that now.
Okay, here is your credentials for your client dashboard. Hi, Boyd. Email entitled Google Verified Campaign Begins. Okay. And
perfect.
There could be one more coming. Okay. And there it is. Okay.
Perfect. So that's the action needed, correct?
Let me see here. Local Splash. That says Local Splash Welcome was the first one, then the campaign begins, and the last one is Local Splash. Just let me look at that one real quick. These are all texts. Okay, they came as texts. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. So you should see the one that says initial invoice. Go ahead and pop that one open here for me really quick.
Thanks for choosing me. Like I'll be your voice. Okay.
All right. So you should see a click here to accept terms. Go ahead and click that. It'll bring you to the terms and conditions.
Okay, and it says click here and type your name as seen.
Yes, sir. So make sure everything looks good first. Make sure it all lines up properly. Then go ahead and sign.
All right, I'm looking here. It's... not letting me get back up to where I need to click things.
Like it's not letting you scroll?
It's not letting me scroll, no. Let's get back out of here real quick. Let's get out of here and reopen. All right, the first one is... okay, we sent a copy of your invoice. Okay, there we go. There's that.
Perfect.
I agree to receive SMS. That my phone is certified as authorized holder and to enter the credit card. That all the information is complete and correct. And acknowledge the payment is automatically recurring. Check, check, check. Okay, and then my name.
Excuse me.
And confirm signature. Done.
All right.
Okay. Username.
All right. So don't worry about signing into the dashboard yet.
Okay.
Generally, when you sign in, it'll present you with like turn on your activation, and people tend to accidentally click that. Don't worry about any of that yet. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then I do want to make sure we get your client interview set. So that's where we meet our account manager, Google team. They'll go over your content editing, your quality control, and they'll take you through each step of the background check and your Google guaranteed application and make sure it all goes in smoothly, okay?
Okay.
Let's see. So the rest of this afternoon is completely booked. No, it is completely booked. Okay. Do you have about an hour of time tomorrow in the morning or the afternoon? Okay.
Tomorrow morning? Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Okay. How is 11 a.m.?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Perfect. So stand by really quick. You're going to receive one more email.
My grandson will be in school, so it won't be a problem.
Ah, excellent. No, free day. Free 8 hours.
I'm sorry?
I'll say a free 8 hours with the kids in school.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow's his last day here. He moves to his new house. He moves to his new house tomorrow night.
Oh, okay. That's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Excellent. All right. I'm sending that over for you here right now. Just let me know when that gets over for you. Make sure the time looks good. It might show it in Pacific Standard Time, so it should say 8 o'clock. But if it's an Eastern, it'll say 11.
I pulled it away from my ear real quick here. All right.
Oh, gotcha.
What just came over? Let me see here.
That's your calendar invite for your client interview. Just make sure the client looks good.
Get your Google Business Profile. May require this information received. Further, please check the email we sent. Is that one or no?
Okay. No, that is the wrong one.
Okay.
It should be a calendar invite.
Calendar invite. Client dashboard. Thank you for choosing. Local Splash got your business profile verified. Google may require additional information. Local Splash. All right. That just looks like we just sent. Okay. Check my email. All right. Local Splash invitation.
Yes, sir.
8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Yeah, 11 o'clock. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. Excellent. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and begin sending over all of your guys' notes and details over for the account management. Did you have any questions for me?
No.
Okay. Perfect. Well, definitely let me be the first to welcome you guys into the Local Splash family here. I cannot wait to see your guys' results. If I don't have a meeting at that time for your client interview, I'll be calling you first to introduce you to the team, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect.
They're going to go over a lot of stuff tomorrow morning, aren't they?
Yes, sir. It's about an hour of time to make sure everything goes in fluently.
Okay.
If I'm unable to call you first, whether it's I'm in a meeting or on a call with a client, it'll be Miss Abella that'll be handling the call for you, okay?
Okay.
She's your account manager.
At the same time, this is just an introduction thing. This is not actually where they start actually starting about stuff for the website design and everything, right?
No. Correct. So they'll go over some details about it because we do want to make sure we get the content editing. That's part of that and the quality control. So they are going to go over bits and details of exactly how the website should go, and then they'll go ahead and put that into play over time for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Excellent. And I think that is it. Let me make sure, because sometimes it does forget to send a couple of emails. And then we've got the Welcome to Local Splash initial invoice, Google Verified campaign. You did say you got the action pictures needed?
Let me check that real quick.
Okay.
Let me check that real quick here. All right. So we have welcome to client dashboard. You can log in. Thanks. So please, we copy of invoice. Look, we got your Google profile verified. Google may require additional information. Invoice, get your, it's just a repeat of the Google business profile verified. Yeah.
Okay.
What was it? Which one are we looking for?
So it'll be it'll say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So it should say, to get your business profile verified, Google needs below mentioned information and proceed further, and then it'll give a small list.
Okay.
Okay, and so you did receive that.
I'm checking my text, and now I'm checking my email.
Okay.
Action needed, pictures needed,
sure
okay.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, to get your it needs to proceed kind of list of pictures of the status of tools and or equipment, work vehicle with license plate, business license insurance, business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. Invoice meaning?
So you may not actually need the invoice, but if it is to request the invoice, like the business invoice,
because we use Joist.
Okay, that would be perfect.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Business card, we don't have any made up yet. We've been doing all digital.
Oh yeah, so you're not going to need each and every one of these bulletins. Generally, if you only need backups, if one of these aren't able to be provided, so if you can't provide tools or equipment, for example, they'll ask for workplace. That's how that kind of works.
And workplace meaning?
Office building or where you work out of.
Home, here.
All right.
Actually, I might just get Chris's address and everything. And use that as his workplace because he's going to be working from the office. That's his office is set up at his home. I work from my home.
Gotcha.
I'll have to get that sorted with him tonight.
Let me just make those quick notes here for you. Address for office.
I will get him to take a picture of his truck and a picture of his license plate.
All right, perfect.
Now, his truck is not logoed or anything.
Yeah, that's
right.
Fine.
Right now, as a matter of fact, he's driving an Denali. He's driving
really?
A personal. He's driving a personal. His work truck's in the shop getting a new door put on from an accident. Somebody hit him a couple weeks back.
Oh, wow. Is he all right? Everything is good?
Oh, no, the truck was parked. The guy was just coming down out of his driveway, and he clipped around and clipped the side of his... Basically, the guy backed right down the driveway and wasn't even paying attention to hit his truck.
I don't know exactly.
I think my son was parked across the street across from his driveway, and when he came down, instead of cutting sharp, he decided he was just going to come right back into his truck, and he clipped the door.
So, my goodness.
So we should have that next week. But right now, So right now he's using his personal vehicle for work.
Wow.
Is that going to work?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And then when you guys get the work truck back, if you guys wanted to add that in there as well, we can throw that in there also.
Okay. So yeah, he's in the process of getting Cummins diesel truck. He's in the process of getting that over the next couple of weeks. So yeah. He's trying to do everything at once.
In process of being fixed. Just making the notes here for you so your team knows what to expect.
Right, yeah, he's looking at buying a diesel for hauling purposes.
All right, perfect. All right, cool. So I do have the notes in here for you guys in terms of changes that'll come in the future, including the email that might be changing as well. And then there was one more thing I know you mentioned to me might be changing. No, I think that was it. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, we might be changing his office address here very shortly to his house.
The office.
Is it just that? Are we still on recording?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Okay. Yeah. I wanted to talk to you about something, but okay.
Oh, no worries. I could provide you with my actual, like, personal, non-work-related phone, if you'd like.
Okay.
And we can...
Or you can just send me a message from there.
Absolutely.
And send me a text message, and I'll respond to you personally. And I'll let you know what's going on with me.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Perfect. All right, excellent. So we do have you guys all officially set here. Again, I will go ahead and follow up with you tomorrow if I'm, you know, not taken up by anything.
Okay.
But in that time, again, welcome to the local Splash family. I will be speaking with you personally later.
Okay.
But yeah, for now, go ahead and enjoy the rest of your work day, and we'll catch up tomorrow, okay?
My work day's done. I'm playing the Xbox right now.
Oh, that's the greatest thing I've heard all day. I'm going to need that gamer tag. I don't want to get too much in depth on another recorded line, but I'm going to need that.
You're an Xboxer?
Oh,
yeah.
You're
an Xbox too?
Yes, sir. Microsoft all day.
Because I got a new game that I've been playing that I've been getting pretty good at if you're into racing.
I am.
All I do is racing. I don't play shooter games. I don't play none of that stuff. I do almost everything's racing.
All right, so you might demolish me a bit, but I try to enjoy it.
The newest one I found is maybe something you recall from years and years ago on your phone was Asphalt.
Asphalt's on console now?
I'm sorry?
Asphalt is on console?
On console right now, it's Asphalt Legends.
No way!
Oh,
the last
yeah.
Asphalt I played was Airborne. I think that was 8.
Yep. I remember that.
Now
this is Asphalt Legends. It's on console and it's on cloud. It's not even, you don't even download it, but it's so small you can download it. It's like 10 gigs. But I'm in the process of getting my secondary expansion card here shortly, which will give me a terabyte because I have an S. And yes, only comes with 512
And they don't give
games.
You guys any space. Yep.
No, I have like 6 games. I have like 6 games.
Man, oh man. But, I have the X naturally. So I have the 2 terabyte one.
Nice. Well, the two games that I play every day would be this one and Wreckfest.
Wreckfest is, I saw that.
It's demolition racing. You can go into the demo arena and actually do demolition derbies or banger races where you're just basically smashing the crap out of everybody else's cars. You're trying to win. That's why it's called Wreckfest. So it's, yeah, I beat it all. I beat the career mode already. So now it's just daily challenges to get more cars and wait for Wreckfest 2 to come out next spring.
That's next spring? Can I see I know there's pre-orders. Going for Wreckfest 2, I didn't know it was going to be so far away. Why even put out the pre-order?
Wreckfest is PC right now. Wreckfest 2. It's on Steam. You can't get it for console yet. Of course it is. Yeah, because they're trying, I don't know what they're trying to do.
They're trying to mix the Steam Deck thing. I don't know if you're familiar with how they're trying to integrate Microsoft and PlayStation and everything into one Steam object. But that's what they've been going for lately.
I don't play on the PC. All I know is that I'm not happy with the $30 a month Ultimate price anymore.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
That's killing me. But
now I want to think about that.
If you have like an hour of time, do you ever do Microsoft Rewards?
Oh, of course. I stack those.
Well, I figured it's possible to get 19,000 points in a month.
19,000?
It's possible. I think it's possible. That way you're getting $210 cards and only paying $9.99 out of your own pocket each month. I think it's possible.
Okay. Putting this in my notes also.
Wait a minute. Did you want to redeem Ultimate from your points? Or do you pay the full price of $19.99?
Right now, I've been paying the full price of $19.99.
What was it? They took away the 3-month Ultimate Pass, which was 35,000, and for the last several months, they were running 12,000 for a one month subscription. And now, as of September 30th, they took away that option. That's why they're requiring you to turn your points into $10 Xbox cards and redeem them for your Ultimate.
Mm.
So it's 9,500 points for a $10 card. Two of those a month is $20. So you're left with $9.99 as an out-of-pocket. But Dave, I don't know, you've been seriously playing. You've seen how they seriously increased the points.
Now, yeah, heavily.
20, and now instead of getting 20 points per day, you're getting 40 points per day for playing. And then your 4 and your 8 games a month, those went up the value of the 700 or almost 900. And what, your 7 days in a row is worth 700. So, yeah, I think the increase they made it possible that you can get to 19,000 and get two $10 cards a month.
Monthly.
I'm not paying 30.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so 19,000, and that's 9,500 for the $10 card, so you can get two of those. Okay, all right.
I'm thinking. Or even if you can only do the 95, only if you can do the $10, then you're back to your normal $19.99.
Something
like
to experiment with.
I haven't paid for Xbox in 2 years.
Excuse me?
I think it's been
I'm going to need secrets.
I've been doing it for 2 years. My brother used to buy me a 3-month Ultimate pass off of some website, and he'd get it for like $20 for 3 months or $30. Yeah, $20 for 3 months or something like that. It wasn't that expensive. He'd buy me one for Christmas, one for my birthday, and then the rest of the time I'd use my points to buy the other 6 months. But they've taken all that away now. You can't even find them now.
Oh, my goodness. It's always something.
Yeah, because, I mean, now you'd be looking at, what, $100? $90
easily.
For a 3-month?
Easily.
And they put the price up so that basically you were buying 2 months, getting one free at the price of, like, $40 for 3 months. So. Yeah, they're making
Nintendo
it ridiculous now.
On.
What's that?
That's better than what Nintendo has going on.
Yeah. But are you pre-ordering your handheld Xbox?
Absolutely not. For $1,000? No way. They keep that.
I think it's the cheapest one. It's $4.99, I think.
I haven't been able to find one for $4.99, but as soon as I saw that $9.90-something price tag, I immediately diverted. You're not catching me with that one.
Yeah, no, that's stupid. But that's one thing I can't stand about cloud. You gotta, after a while, they time you out. Are you still playing?
It's like Hulu. It's like Hulu for gaming.
But All right, so I guess we have everything set. Yeah, just shoot me a text later.
Absolutely. We'll be talking later, boys.
All right, thanks, Aubrey. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I appreciate you too, man. Bye-bye.
All right, you have a blessed day. Bye-bye.